The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Axtell with its third ever state semifinal appearance. Jared Slubby with you here from Great Bend, Kansas on the campus of Barton Community College. As the Axtell Eagles are 21-4 on the season, they're going to take on the Lebo Wolves, who are 17-7. Well, as mentioned, it's been a while since they've been back here at this stage. Since 2013 was the last time they were in the state semifinals. And this Axtell team is white hot. They've won 10 games in a row with that last loss coming all the way back on January the 27th at Riverside. And they got a nice win last night, 59-44 over Buckland. Talk about that one here in just a second. But for that, how they got here, they had a bye in their own sub-state quarterfinal round. They then defeated Lynn in the semifinals, 66-36, and they squeaked by Hanover in the championship game, 56-52. And how about a fantastic performance from pretty much everybody that stepped on the floor during that game? Five total scorers in that contest, all of which scoring nine or more points. And as for yesterday's game, it was a terrific performance, kind of like that game versus Hanover, 13 points apiece for Grady Bussing, the junior down low, was able to do well against the 6'6 senior, Jaron Lindsay of Buckland, and then also 13 points as well for Isaac Detweiler. They were forcing him left all night, and he was able to take advantage of it with some drives into the paint. He got some terrific passes. He had 7 assists. He also had 6 rebounds and 6 steals. So he was just shy of a quadruple-double. It was a phenomenal performance from him, and I'll hope to repeat that here tonight. Also, 11 points for Brandon Schmelzley. It wasn't his best game, but he had a fantastic third quarter. He had 6 points in that frame, and he is going to probably be a lot bigger part of tonight's contest as he has a pretty favorable match in the paint, and we'll see if they can take advantage of that. We'll talk about that here in just a second as well. 9 points for Colin Shaughnessy. He made 2 three-pointers in the fourth quarter, made 1 in the first as well. Hope to get him going as well. He started off pretty slow to start the third quarter, but he finished strong at the end of the game, and the freshman was fantastic. And how about Landon Schmitz as well? He had a great first half. He had 6 points in the first half in the game to boot. So the two freshmen really stepping up and playing a big role for the victory last night over the Buckland Red Aces. In the final score, that one was 59-44. Axtell surviving and advancing their third ever state semifinal appearance in their first since 2013, the other one being in 1985. We're going to go ahead and step aside for a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Lebo Wolves and what they've done so far this season and as of late. You're listening to your game of the week, state semifinal action, Class 182, here at 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto, as in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control. To take back financial freedom. To take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-528.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
We are live from Great Bend on the campus of Barton Community College as the Axel Eagles, the number 2 seed in the state tournament, 21-4, taking on the Leba Wolves, who are the 6 seed, getting a upset over St. John's Tipton from Beloit last night. 67-45 was the final to advance here to the state semifinal in the Class 1A D2 state tournament. Olivo is looking for their first title, their first title since 1988, which was their only in school history. And this season, it's their 15th total state appearance. Today, they're making their first semifinal appearance since 2005, and their win yesterday was their fifth ever state quarterfinal victory. They're 5-10 in those 15 appearances. In their sub-state tournament, they got a bye in the first round, and they defeated St. Paul 62-28 in the semifinals, followed by a 60-48 win against Waverly in Waverly. And they were the only team in their sub-state tournament above 500, so they had kind of an easy path to get here, but they took care of business last night against St. John's Tipton. And they are led by Landon Grimmett. The 6-foot senior scored 36 points last night. He was unbelievable in their performance, and they'll need him to have another big night here tonight. They'll square off against Isaac Detweiler. Both of those two players are 1,000-point scorers in their own right. And Axel's trying to do something that's very difficult to do, and that's win a state championship in football and win one in basketball, which they certainly can do if they win here tonight and advance to the finals. Let's take a look at your starting lineups. First off, for the 17-7 Leba Wolves. Number 1, a 6-foot senior, Landon Grimmett. Number 5, a 6'1 senior, Luke Davies. Number 21, a 6'1 junior, Grayson Shoemaker. Number 32, a 5'10 senior, Austin Bailey. And number 33, a 6'2 sophomore, Zachary Oswald. And for your Axel Eagles, the number 2 seed in the tournament at 21 wins and 4 losses on this season. Number 4, a 6'2 junior, Grady Busing. Number 10, a 6-foot sophomore, Eli Brockstrom. Number 12, a 5'11 senior, Isaac Detweiler. Number 23, a 5'10 freshman, Colin Shaughnessy. And number 25, a 6'2 sophomore, Brandon Schmelsley. So once again, for the Wolves, it's going to be Grimmett, Davies, Shoemaker, Bailey, and Oswald. And for Axtell, it's going to be Grady Busing, Brockstrom, Detweiler, Shaughnessy, and Schmelsley. Lebo is head coached by Dennis Becker, and Axtell is head coached by Jason Tynan. Schmelsley is tipping off for Axtell, and it'll be Grimmett for the Wolves. Winner will take on Greeley County, who advanced to the finals after defeating South Central, the 5 seed, 61-44. Greeley, the 1 seed in the tournament, is trying to go back-to-back after winning the state tournament a year ago. Both the big men are standing in the Cougar logo at midcourt. Here comes the official. Axel is in their white-on-white with the red and blue accents as Axel wins the tip. And as for the Wolves, they're in their red-on-reds with white letters and numbers. Schmelsley's far side elbow. One dribble to the perimeter gives it to Detweiler. Far side wing. Brockstrom puts on the floor twice before giving it right back to Detweiler. We'll give it right back to Brockstrom. Just the right at the top of the key. Now Shaughnessy with his first touch of the game. Schmelsley. Drive, it's a kick near side. Detweiler from the wing, top of the key to Brockstrom. Already 30 seconds gone here in the opening quarter. cutting in the lane. Mosley shut up. No good off the left side. Rebound Detweiler, but an offensive foul against Detweiler on the rebound. As he took Zachary Oswald to the ground. And Detweiler with his first personal foul. That is big. Isaac, of course, the leading scorer on the Eagles roster, averaging a little over 13 points a game. Cross half court is Grimmett. He'll be defended by Detweiler as expected. To the far side wing to Davies. Into the corner. And Austin Bailey surveys. He'll give it back out to Grimmett. High post coming to make the catch as Oswald. They won't give it to him. So he'll hold on to it. Grimmett hands it right back off to Bailey. Dribbles across the tie line. He'll give it up to the near side corner. Back to Luke Davies. He'll drive middle. Stops in the middle of the paint. Kicks it out. Bailey with it once again. Hand off. Grimmett and a travel. So a turnover for both teams to start things out. 6:50 to go first quarter. Still zip, zip. Axel, of course, being a team that goes about 7 deep. Lebo looks to go about 7 or 8 deep as well. Near side wing catch for Broxman. Top of the key, Shaughnessy. Far side for Detweiler. Now top of the key for Schmelzley. Broxman looks on. Gives it up as Detweiler works the paint. Now come back to the perimeter. Schmelzley has the basketball. He's it back. Shaughnessy, deep three, straight away. Too strong. Rebound secured by Davies, a 6'1 senior for the Wolves. He'll bring it up, and he'll hand it back to Grimmett. Not a whole lot of size for either team here. And Brandon Schmelzley, the 6'2 sophomore, take advantage of that here tonight. They'll need him to. Short corner catch, driving baseline. Reverse layup, no good for Oswald. And rebound secured by Brady Lustig. They'll be working inside as well. Detweiler drives baseline, gets around a defender, layup good. He fell over, but he makes a shot. As Davies tried to take the charge, he didn't get the call. There was no call. So it is Axel, who's on the scoreboard first. Here in Great Bend. And an offensive foul is called on the screen. Oswald picks up the first Lebo foul. State semifinal action here from Great Bend, Kansas. Class 182. Trying to make the state title game in basketball after winning the football title this past fall. Top of the key catch, drive left side, pull up jumper, Schmelzley, good from 8 feet out for Brandon Schmelzley. And the sophomore is on the board for the first time tonight. I'd love to get him going here after not his best performance last night, but pretty solid, sturdy 11 points. Near side wing catch, Davies goes to work, double dribbles, gives up Oswald, lob down low. This is Shoemaker with his first touch, spins to the middle and makes the little floater. And the 6'1 junior gets Lebo on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. Catch on the run by Glissing. Lebo wanted to travel, not going to get it. Broxman pass near side of wing, Detweiler working in the paint as Glissing goes to work. Pass out, 15-footer, no good for Shaughnessy. Loose rebound picked up by Glissing. Landed out to Broxman, he'll drive middle, drive and kick to Detweiler near side of wing. He'll drive middle. Nice little up fake, gets past Davies, lays it up and on the nice little floater. Beautiful touch from the 5'11 senior. And Detweiler makes it 6-2 Axel. 4:30 to go, first quarter. Both offenses trying to get in a groove, driving right side, and Chelsea falls over and calling for it. His Shoemaker fires a three, is short. Offensive rebound, put back is good off the backboard by Austin Bailey, 5'10 senior. Lebo got off to a slow start last night, but they were able to hold St. John's Tipton to just 2 points in the opening quarter. They were up 9-2. They also struggled offensively in the third quarter, but explosive second and fourth quarters, including a 22-point fourth quarter in their victory over the number three seed. Cutting in the paint, Busing, and he'll put up the tough shot and make it over Oswald. And Busing with his first points. They have three scores, and it's 8-4 Axel. 3:45 to go first quarter. Shoemaker, far side corner, Grimmett, tough shot, good. Contested three-pointer. Detweiler had the hand in his face. But he makes it either way. Driving kick, Detweiler kicks out to Broxman, and a travel. It's called. He shuffled his feet as he tried to make his transition. And first substitution of the game will be Landon Schmitz coming in for Shaughnessy. So freshman for freshman. We saw them do that yesterday early in the game. So chance for Lebo to get their first lead of the game right here. Eagles leading the Wolves 8-7. Grimmett dribbling with his left hand, hands it off to Shoemaker. Heading across the paint, making the catch is Davies. Double dribbles, lobs it back up top to Shoemaker. He's mostly trying to poke it away, cannot get protective maneuvers from Shoemaker. Head fake, drive and kick. Oswald gives it up. Shoemaker drives, baseline. Shot no good on the runner. Oswald the putback, no good, but he's fouled. And the 6'2 sophomore, Zachary Oswald, will get two free throws coming up with an opportunity to take the lead for Lebo. Landon Schmitz can miss the personal. That'll be his first team second. So 4 points already for Isaac Detweiler. First free throw on the way and good. And that makes it four different scores already for Lebo. 3:04 remaining, first quarter, we're tied 8-8. And that one is good as well, so now Lebo takes the lead at 9-8. Across that court, far side, Detweiler brings it at the point, no drive, right side, gets past Davey, lays it, misses, a layup, rebound Oswald, he'll pass to Grimmett. Three defenders back, only Grimmett in the front court. No drive, baseline, after slowing it up a little bit, Grimmett scores, falling to the ground. Beautiful stop to go, Grimmett has to put 5 points, and it's 11-8. Looking top of the key, far side, Brockstrom. Pass deflected, it's loose on the floor, but picked up by Brockstrom, almost stolen away. Lob down low, deflected out of bounds, and it should be Lebo ball, but they'll give it to Axel. And Grant Bussing will check in the game for his brother Grady. Grant did a pretty darn good job off the bench yesterday. Didn't get a ton of playing time, but when he was in, he was very effective down low. 2:30 to go, first quarter, 11-8. Lebo, pull up jumper, no good, off the dribble for Schmelzley, rebound Bussing. Landed off, Detweiler in trouble, tries to dish it out of there from falling away. It's taken away by Grimmett. They have numbers, lob it up. And after a pass from Shoemaker, Grimmett shot no good on the mid-range, and a rebound Grant Bussing, already two rebounds for the 6'1 junior. Detweiler, nice pass to Schmitz, and it laid up and in with his left hand. Transition going the other way, missed opportunity for Lebo, and the Eagles are back within one. Grimmett brings it up, goes to the left side. Gets a screen by Davies. Uses it, goes to his left, hands it off. Drive baseline, a little bump from Bailey, and a whistle and a foul on the floor. No, they're going to say it was a shooting foul. That's number three against Axtell, and number one against Brockstrom. 1:49 to go, first quarter. Bailey trying to extend the Lebo lead. First free throw is short. Those just joining us. Two teams that are not necessarily dominant in basketball historically. Second one on the way is good. Axel hoping for their first basketball state title. Lebo hoping for their second. Far side win catch for Brockstrom, and it's 12-10 in favor of the Wolves. Jab step, Detweiler comes middle. Jump stop, bounce pass, kicking out to Schmitz. Dribbles middle. Nice move. Schmelzley cuts in the paint and lays it up and in from straight away. And Schmelzley has 4 points. We are tied 12-12. Shoemaker is going to take the hand off. Now he will give it up to Bailey, far side wing. He'll drive. Von Brockstrom, layup good. That was so easy for Austin Bailey. He's got 5. Brockstrom top of the wing, or excuse me, top of the key catcher, beg your pardon. Out of Bussing, near side corner. Dribbles to the wing. Gives up to Brockstrom. Now to Schmelzley. One dribble, Detweiler. Trying to fake it inside. He'll hand it off. Schmelzley fires a three off the dribble. A little bit short. Tipped up in the air. The rebound secured by Shoemaker of Lebo. 50 seconds to go. Opening quarter. Lebo leads 14-12. State semifinal round. Last 1A-D2 state playoffs. Grimmett will take the handoff. He'll drive on Detweiler. He stops. Pops. Good. Gets the bounce off the rim. He's got 7 in the quarter. And 30 seconds left for Axel. Schmitz, nice bounce pass to Bussing. He'll kick it out to Detweiler from the short corner. He'll give it up to Schmelzley. Excuse me, Brockstrom with the head of steam. He's blocked. Loose ball picked up by Oswald. 15 seconds for Lebo to extend the lead. Bring it up the near side. Shoemaker with it, defended by Schmelzley. Now give it up to Grimmett. Let him go to work with 7 seconds left. Working from 30 feet away. 3 seconds. He'll go to his left. He'll stop. Fade away. Jumper. Good. That's a buzzer. A 3-pointer for Landon Grimmett. What a quarter for him. 10 points. and Lebo with a 19-12 lead. And we'll pause for 60 seconds, go to the second quarter, as Axel trails 19-12 here 92.1 KMZA.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. As your area Case IH dealer, we take pride in servicing all our customers. So whether you're looking for a Case IH Axial Flow Combine that leads the industry in productivity, or the Case IH Magnum Tractor built to fit the way you farm, for the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there's only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
People you can count on. Bruna Implement Company.
KMZA.
19-12, Axel trailing after one quarter. State semifinal round here in Great Bend. 10 points for Landon Grimmett already, as Lebo shot 63% from the floor in the first quarter. Here's a runner, good for Shoemaker. And a fantastic start for Lebo right out of the gate. Now up 21-12. As for Axel, they shot the ball 50%. But defensively, you're unable to stop the Wolves' half-court offense. Near side elbow, Detweiler gives it top of the key. Schmelzley right back to Detweiler. Hands it up backwards to Broxman, top of the key. Now far side wing with the catch is Detweiler. And Schmelzley is pushed in the lane. Nice feed. And Shoemaker will pick up the personal. That'll be the second team foul in his first. Detweiler inbound underneath the basket. Tim and Schmelzley both 4 points apiece to lead the Eagles. Entry pass to Shaughnessy. Kick it out. Broxman for three near side corner. No good. A little too strong. Rebound secured in by Oswald. Here come the Wolves. Grimmett pass far side wing. Drive Davies baseline. Pass Shaughnessy. Shot no good. Tipped out though. Offensive rebound. That was actually Bailey for the offensive rebound. His miss. And Shoemaker puts it back up and in and one. So he has six. And Axel's defensive struggles continue. And timeout's going to be called by Jason Tynan. It's going to be a 60-second break. As Axel trails 23-12 with 6:48 to go here in the second quarter. Here at 92.1 KMZA.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings, or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com. Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Shoemaker missed the free throw in the end one, so it remains 23-12. Lebo lead with 6:40 to go. Semifinal round, Class 1A D2 State Tournament here in Great Bend on the campus of Barton Community College. Here's side wing catch, Shaughnessy, now top of the key for Schmelzley. Eagles looking for their first basket of the quarter. Lebo already has 4 points this frame, all of which coming from Grayson Shoemaker. Short corner catch for Grady Bussing. It gets it out of there to Isaac Detweiler. And Shaughnessy, one dribble, gives it back to Detweiler. Broxman, far side wing. The Schmelz lay a lot of passing. Great closing out from Lebo. Their defense really picked up since a slow start, which Axel got most of the points at the beginning. And a nice feed to Grady Bussing, and he gets a layup up and in from the near side. And Grady, the junior, with 4 points, back to single-digit deficit for Axel. 2 minutes gone, quarter number two. Shoemaker, pass near side to Davies, pass between his legs, and Chauncey gets up in him. And a whistle and a travel. Good defense from Colin Shaughnessy, the freshman. He forces the turnover. But a pretty clean game so far. That's just the third turnover of the game for Lebo, only four against Axel. Detweiler brings it up. High post catch Schmelzley. Far side elbow. Jab step far side to Detweiler. Just inside the perimeter. Kicks it out. Broxman, three-pointer. Short. Rebound secured by Austin Bailey of Lebo. Shoemaker, crossover dribble, kick. Grimmett, three. Good. Another contested three, mate, for Landon Grimmett. Those two joining us. He had 36 points last night in their win over St. John's Tipton. He has 13 already here, with 10 of those coming in the first quarter. Schmelzy will try a contested three. That's an air ball. Shoemaker's fired up about it because he was the one contesting. Landon Schmitz will come in for Colin Shaughnessy. In the game for the first time for Lebo is Dominic Reisner. Reisner, of 5'11 junior. That's their first substitution of the game. 4:53 to go, second quarter, 26-14 Lebo. Reisner with it, dribbles to the top of the key. He'll hand it off near side to Davies. From the top of the key, defended by Schmelzley, past the far side to Grimmett, defended by Landon Schmitz. Tall ask for the freshman. He'll step back for three, a little bit short, and save, but out of bounds. There's a good hustle effort by the big fellow, the 6'2 sophomore, Zachary Oswald, who's had a nice start. Couple rebounds and some free throws. Austin Bailey, the other big man, with a dominant 5-point first quarter. Down by 12, Axel needs a basket with 4:23 to go in the second quarter. Schmelzley, excuse me, pardon, Schmitz, defended heavily, pass far side, Broxman, backdoor cut, Schmelzley, touch pass to Bussing, is ripped away by Davies. Axel was discombobulated and was trying to hurry. Reisner gives it up, Davies, top of the key, behind the back, dribble, hand it off near side, Grimmett, lob down low. Nice pass. Shot good off the glass. Easy layup for Zachary Oswald after the overplay on defense inside. And the Wolves have doubled up the Eagles at 28-14 off the dribble. Schmelzley kicks into the corner. Schmitz with the blow-by drives. Gets bumped in the lane. Shot up no good off the window. Rebound out to Shoemaker. Brings it across half court looking to push. The drive all the way into the lane. A offensive foul. Fantastic job by the freshman. To fly underneath there is Landon Schmitz, takes it, and Shoemaker picks up his second personal foul, and that is big, as he has been a monster here tonight. He has 6 points, four of which here in the second quarter. But he will stay in the ballgame, according to head coach Dennis Becker. 28-14, Lebo lead, 3.5 to go, second quarter. Class 182 state semifinal round. Schmitz, nice. Fine, down low for Detweiler, misses the layup, gets his own miss. Underneath the basket, he'll dribble out to the corner. Missed opportunity there. Now Detweiler in trouble, gives it up to Grady Bussing. Turnaround, jumper, too strong, rebound for Davies. It was a tough reverse layup, but it was open. 3 minutes left to go, second quarter. Reisner, wide open three, just left at the top of the key, and he buries it. They cannot miss from beyond the arc, and the 5'11 junior makes it 31-14. Another timeout is going to be called by Coach Tynan. This will be a 60-second break here on 92.1 at KMZA.
Your kitchen's design is something you have to live with every day, so it has to be something that will work for you, look good, and it must be affordable. Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations can help. The first step is finding out what you want, how you want it, and how fancy you want it to be based on cost. They can give you a computerized design and a price. Then you decide whether to move on or change the plan. Give them a call today so they can help you get your kitchen working for you. Hilltop Creations in Seneca.
save 15 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the Sinclair DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 15 cents off per gallon using your Sinclair card linked to your DinoPay app, or save 5 cents a gallon with any card. Find all the details and start saving at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
KMZA.
Leo has had Axel's number so far as the Wolves lead the Eagles 31-14, 2:35 to go. State semifinal round, Flash 182. Drive and kick. Drive Schmitz from the baseline. He's blocked by Oswald. Rebound for Reisner. Lebo shooting 63.2% so far, and 66% from beyond the arc, 4 of 6. As for Axel, they're shooting just 1 of 6 here in this quarter, and 38% on the game after a pretty good shooting first quarter. Drive by Oswald off the basket and one. Excuse me, off the backboard, beg your pardon. But Oswald, he now has 6. Chance to make it 7 with an and one here. And a chance to go up by 20 with a make. It's 2:11 to go just in the second quarter. Second one on the way, the only one on the way is good. So it is a 20-point deficit now for the Eagles. Schmelz near side. Hand off Detweiler. Kick back to Brockman for 3. That's way off the mark. Rebound secured by Davies. Nothing Axtell is doing offense is seeming to work here in the second quarter specifically. They're now 1 of 8 shooting in this second frame. Cross-court pass, Grimmett to Reisner, far side corner. Nice jab step. Trying to get Detweiler's ankles. He'll dish it off. Long 2. Good. On the mid-range jumper for Zachary Oswald. He's got 7 on the quarter, 9 on the game. It's 36-14, Lebo. Minute and a half to go, second quarter. Nice backdoor cut, Schmelz. He jump stops. Kicks in the corner. Schmitz for 3. No good. Too strong. Rebound, Detweiler. Put back. Falling away. No good from the short corner near side. Rebound. And a full-court pass up ahead is out of bounds. As Oswald trying to throw it to a streaking Shoemaker down the middle of the floor and just threw it too wide of him. So Axel will have to travel the full length of the floor with 1:17 to go as Colin Shaughnessy checks in the game for Grady Pussing. Been a pretty fast first half so far. Brockstrom from the far side wing to Schmelzley. Top of the key to the far side. Shaughnessy finds Detweiler in the corner. Looking down low, can't find anything, so dribbles to the wing. He stopped there. In trouble. Gives it top of the key to Shaughnessy. Far side Brockstrom, defended by Grimmett. High post catch Detweiler. One dribble. Bakes. Kicks. Shaughnessy. 3 ball. Good. And Colin Shaughnessy with their second field goal make of the quarter. 17 points now for Axtell. Only 5 here in this second quarter. It's 36-17. 40 seconds to go in the half. Now a blocking foul against Schmitz on Grimmett driving by. And that has been a mismatch so far, as Schmitz picks up his second personal foul. And team foul number 6. Inbound, far side corner, jab step, Bailey. Trying to go baseline on Brockstrom. Hand off Grimmett, defended by Schmitz, who stays in the ball game. Bailey back to Grimmett, 3 ball off the catch, good. And he did not miss. He is unbelievable. He had 16 points, 20 seconds to go. Kick into the corner. Schmitz will hand it off. Detweiler. Zaxel has had no answer for Landon Grimmett and Zachary Oswald so far. Nice blow by. Layup is good for Detweiler. His first basket of the quarter. He has 6, and it's 39-19, 5 seconds left. Grimmett fires a 3. Good. 42-19, a 23-point quarter as Lebo outscores Axel 23-7 in the second frame. So it's 42-19, and Lebo looks to be well on their way to advancing the state championship game as the 6th seed in the Class 182 state tournament. We'll send it to a break. Come back with your Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show here on 92.1 KMZA.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too. score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
The answer to Mother Nature's mood swings when it comes to keeping your electricity on is a Kohler generator. Hemi Electric in Seneca is your local source for Kohler generators. Kohler generators let you stay connected to the world, whether it's a nasty storm or a utility failure. Their home generators are equipped with heavy-duty commercial-grade engines, and Hemi Electric can help you choose the right model and can install it and provide service for the future. Keep your power on with a Kohler generator. Call Hemi Electric in Seneca, 785-336-3109. Hemi Electric, keeping the community wired. Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications. And they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Flash into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and is your best option for an attainable education. Highland has just what you're looking for with online classes, general education, and technical training. Summer and fall enrollment opens March 27th, so don't wait to complete our free application for admission at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home, far from debt.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Olson on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Lebo putting on a clinic here in Great Bend. Class 182 state tournament semifinals. Axel trailing 42-19. Take a look at some of your first half totals. First for the Eagles. And it was a low scoring effort. 6 points for Isaac Detweiler after a 4-point first quarter. 4 points apiece for Grady Bussing and Brennan Schmelzley. And 3 points for Colin Shaughnessy and 2 for Landon Schmidt. The story has been an incredible first half from Landon Grimmett. 19 points, 7 of 9 shooting, and 5 of 6 from beyond the arc. He had 36 points yesterday. He was actually on pace to do better here tonight. 9 points as well for Zach Oswald. He's 3 for 4 shooting, 3 for 3 from the free throw line with 4 rebounds. Also 6 points for Grayson Shoemaker, 3 of 5 shooting for him. 5 points for Austin Bailey, and 3 points for Dominic Reisner. So the Wolves shooting 69.6% in the first half as a team, and they're somehow shooting better from beyond the arc. They're 6 for 8. That's 75% obscene numbers from the 6th seed here in the tournament. And as for Axel, they're shooting just 37.5%. As they shot well in the first quarter, they were 6 for 12, but only 3 for 12 in the second quarter. That's just 25%, so evening out at 37.5%. Also, Axel is just 1 for 8 from beyond the arc, 12.5%. And by the way, they haven't attempted a free throw with Alibo 4 for 6 from the charity stripe. Another big thing for them is rebounding. It was deadlocked, 5 rebounds apiece after the first quarter, but now Alibo is out-rebounding Axel 15-8. So out-rebounding Axel 10-3. That's because really Axel didn't have very many opportunities to rebound it in that second quarter. Because, I mean, all the shots are going through for Lebo. And it's been a rough one for him defensively for Axel, that is, as they get outscored 23-7 in that ridiculous second quarter. And, I mean, when it comes to defending Landon Grimmett, I mean, they've been doing just about everything they can. But ultimately, it's kind of a mismatch between him and Landon Schmidt. It's really a tall ask for the freshman to be guarding one of the best scorers in the entire state. But Grimmett is taking advantage. He's been making threes with a hand in his face, too. He's making step-back threes, just making everything that he's throwing up into the air. So not a whole lot that Axel can really do defensively. They just have to hope that he calms down a little bit, which, with the way things have gone, not just tonight, but yesterday as well, I don't know if that's going to happen. But they are being outmanned down low, and that is something they can definitely turn up is their effort in the paint, as they've been able to bully the Eagles around down low, with Zachary Oswald and Austin Bailey pretty much getting anything they want inside. And Grayson Shoemaker has been unbelievable, slashing in the paint and getting some open looks as well. If he's not putting up the shot, he's also dishing it out to the perimeter for a three-pointer. And even we saw Dominic Reisner, the only man off the bench, who come in and make a three as well. So things are just falling in all over the place for the Nebo Wolves in the first half. Let's step aside for 3 minutes. We'll come back with the second half. Your score, 42-19, Lebo on 92.1 KMZA.
Electro Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus and Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
One out of three American adults have prediabetes. Did you know that if you have prediabetes, you can make changes now to improve your health and prevent type 2? Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is hosting its fourth annual Prevent T2 program. An informational meeting will be held at the hospital on March 21st at 5:30 p.m. to review the program details. You will also hear from an individual who has completed the program. Please contact Leah Heinen at 785-336-0322 with questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Hi, this is Joyce Sidbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
Kansaland Radio.
Let's do the second half here from Great Bend, Kansas at Barton Community College. Axel trails Lebo 42-19, and we are underway with Detweiler controlling the basketball. Pass on the near side to Schmelzley. Handoff is to Brockstrom, as Landon Schmidt and Colin Shaughnessy, the two freshmen in the ballgame. Shaughnessy's going to try a three. That is good. And Colin Shaughnessy on the scoreboard for the second time tonight. He has 6 points, a pair of threes, and they cut the lead down to 20. Talked about Landon Grimmett, what a performance he had in that first half. 19 points for the senior, shooting 5 of 6 from beyond the arc, as now we have a steal. Stillwater with the takeaway. He'll bring it up the middle of the floor. Bounce pass, and Schmelzley. Oh, no, it's going to be a foul against Reisner. Four, it looks like it was almost a travel. And that will be Reisner's first. And team foul number one. Inbound will be far sideline. Stillwater top of the key near pass. Brocksman feed down low to Schmelzley. Turnaround jumper off the heel. No good. Rebound by Zach Oswald. And it will be Shoemaker bringing it up. Had a pretty solid first half. 6 points. Their small forward. A real slasher. Reisner drives baseline from the near side. He'll kick it to the top of the elbow, falling away, shot no good from Oswald. Rebound Axtell, looking to push, and Detwiler's pass deflected out of bounds, trying to find Schmelzley up the far sideline. Good hands by Shoemaker once again. And this is a kid that is just, well, he's like a gnat. And if he's not on your team, super annoying to deal with. Just a real hustler. Near side wing, Brockstrom. Press court pass, far side, Detwiler, ball over his head. Lobs it inside, far side short corner, Schmelzley kicks it out. Three ball, Shaughnessy tries another one, no good, rallying out. Offensive rebound, Schmitz, but he had it poked away, good hands by Reisner. Shoemaker, 3-on-2, fast break for Lebo. That's near side, Oswald fumbled it, and now reach-in is going to be called, I believe, against Shaughnessy. First foul against Axel the half. No, they're going to get Detwiler with the foul, kind of surprised by that call. To me, like it was Shaughnessy who reached in, but either way, it's going to be Detwiler with a second personal foul. Detwiler and Schmitz both with 2,000 apiece. First free throw is no good off the right side from Oswald. And that is his fourth free throw attempt. He was 3 for 3. Get one more opportunity here with 6:31 to go, third quarter. Still a 42-22 game in front are the Lebo Wolves after shooting 70% from the floor in the first half. Second one's on the way, and it's good. So Oswald with 10, second Wolves with 10 or more points. Austin Bailey, who started the game, starting on the bench in this half, but he checks in now. Schmelzley, top of the key, Brockstrom. Dribbles the far side wing, pass to Schmitz from the perimeter. And between the legs move, the freshman dishes it off to Detwiler. Backdoor cut, Schmelzley finds him, lays it up and in. Schmelzley now with 6. Deficit cut down to 19. 5-1 start for Axel. Drive, shot, no good. Off the heel from Grimmett. That's just his third miss of the game. He's 7 or 10 from the floor total. Driving Detwiler and 1. No, they're going to leave it off. You've got to be kidding me with that call. That was terrible. Detwiler should have had an easy and 1. A terrible call down low. I don't like to get on the officials much, but that was awful. Detwiler got around the defender. He laid it up and in. The senior did a terrific job of getting around the defender, and Coach Tynan still making his voice heard from the official who made the call. 5:54 to go. 30-second break. We'll go and keep it here since I've been ranting about the officials for the past 15 seconds. Reminder that the championship game is going to be at 6:15 tomorrow night. Third place game is at 2 o'clock. And just as the Axel Eagles got a little bit of momentum, the official waves off the basket and hands it off to the Lebo Wolves. 5-1 start for Axel. A good start, but they got a long ways to go. So Axel will go into the press, and nice deflection by Schmitz. Pokes it out of bounds, taking it away from Grimmett. He's had a tough time defending the senior. And then Grimmett has not scored here in this third quarter so far. He had 10 points, and now a steal from Schmitz. I was going to say 10 points in the first quarter. Three ball for Robson off the pass. That one's off the heel, no good. Tipped up And out of bounds, it'll be Lebo basketball. Settling for the quick three-pointer. Axtell, with the momentum in their favor, got to work it inside. Near side corner catch by Shoemaker. Axtell backs off. Schmidt stays man-to-man with Shoemaker all the way across half court. Brings it up the near side. He'll get it to Davies from the top of the key. Now far side to Grimmett, working from the wing, defended by Schmelzley. Entry pass is to Bailey. He'll try to back down Detweiler. Has the size advantage. He'll kick it out to Reisner. The top of the key, drive and kick, and it'll be an offensive foul against the Wolves. As Reisner will pick up his second personal foul. That was the right call that time. 43-24, 5:23 to go, third quarter. Detweiler will bring it up. Cross the Cougar logo to the far side to Brockstrom. To Schmelzley in the corner. Jab step goes middle, and he'll be fouled on the shot as it's a little bit too strong. Not a whole lot of contact that time. That'll go against Shoemaker. That'll be his third personal. Team foul number three as well. Two free throws coming up for Schmelzley. He has six on the game so far. First free throw on its way, short. And Andrew Conradi checking in for the first time tonight. 6'1 sophomore guard for the Wolves. 5:15 to go, third quarter. Second one on the way coming up from Schmelzley. It's in the air, and it is good. First free throws of the game for the Eagles. It's 43-25. Near side corner. Davies in the legs dribble. The baseline bobbled it. He'll kick it out. Three ball, Reisner, far side corner. Off the heel, no good. Rebound, Detweiler. Brings up the near side. Drive in the lane. Jump stop. Kick it out. Schmelzley. He'll go middle. Far side, Shaughnessy. Corner. Three ball on the way for Brockstrom. And they're ice cold from the three. As Schmidt goes up, and it'll be a jump ball. Fitz has to hustle for the freshman. Him and Grimmett are tied up. Axtell is just 1-for-9 from beyond the arc. That's not a recipe for a comeback. Down by 18 with 4:43 to go in the third quarter. State semifinal round. Reisner brings it up on Brockstrom. Almost like a carry, but nothing is called. From midcourt logo, had it poked free, but into the hands of Davies of Lebo. Davies defended by Shaughnessy. Near side corner, Bailey with it. Yeah, while they're defending, we'll hand it backwards to Conradi. Entry pass, Reisner from the short corner. High post catch, Bailey drives left. Kicks, Grimmett, near side wing. Good defense so far from Axtell this possession. Smells the all but his grill, drive by, floater off the glass and in, and Grimmett makes his present felt for the first time this quarter. Beautiful touch off the glass, a tough angle. He has 21, and now Brockstrom had it poked away, but it's picked up by Detweiler. In the paint, shut up, no good off the left side. A rebound secured by Shoemaker, excuse me, Conradi of Lebo. 3:43 to go in the third quarter. Still a 20-point lead for the Wolves. Three off the dribble. No good from Grimmett. And reach in will go against Bailey, going the other way. That'll be team foul number four against the Wolves in the second half. Zach Oswald, Grayson Shoemaker coming in, as Reisner and Conradi will exit. Again, 21 points for Landon Grimmett. 10 in the first, 9 in the second, has 5 three-point makes. He's been unbelievable here tonight after a 36-point performance last night. Smelsley catch near side elbow. Pull up jumper is good from 15 feet. Nice touch from Schmelzley. He has 9. We got the far side, Grimmett. Cross court pass. Shoemaker drive baseline. Nice, beautiful shot. It's good from the drive from the near side corner. Shoemaker now has 8. Nice response from the Wolves. Going tit for tat. Not allowing Axtell to get much momentum. Drive middle. Shoemaker with a floater. Beg your pardon, Schmelzley. Excuse me. Offensive rebound off the miss. Kick out. Brockstrom is good from the top of the key. And Eli Brockstrom has just the third three-pointer of the game, second of the quarter. Boston is 47-30. And we'll have a delay of game warning against the Eagles here with 2:49 to go in the third quarter. Still looking for a first Eagle with double-digit points here tonight, but 9 points for Brandon Schmelsley. 2:40 to go, third quarter, handoff to Shoemaker. Signals for Davies to clear out from the far side. He'll dribble that way. Stops. Gives it up, Oswald, cross-court pass near side. Davies drives middle, hands it off to Bailey. Bailey makes his move, hands it back to Oswald. The two big fellows exchanging passes. He'll hand it backwards to Grimmett. The far side is Shoemaker. Good job of prolonging their possessions this quarter. Pass near side corner. Davies drives baseline on Detweiler. Nice jump off pass to Bailey, but it's shot an air ball from about 4 feet out. Rebound Detweiler coming the other way in transition. Schmelsley wraparound pass is loose and picked up by Schmidt. Three ball Brockstrom off the catch off the left side. Air ball and saved by Schmelsley. Popped up in the air. Saved by Detweiler. No, it's not. As it's out of bounds to the far side corner. And another discombobulated hurried possession from Axel. As Shaughnessy will come into the game for the Eagles, in for Landon Schmidt. So it's Schmelsley, Detweiler, Shaughnessy, Brockstrom, and Grady Busting in the game at the moment as Axel brings a full court man-to-man. 1:52 to go, third quarter, 47-30, state semifinals, class 182 here at Barton Community College in Great Bend, Kansas. Inbound goes to Grimmett. Defended heavily by Schmelsley. Cross that court. Near side wing. Shoemaker gives it up to Bailey. Drive baseline. Bumping up against Roxman. Dumps it back to Oswald. Shot no good from 6 feet. And a jump ball between Bussing and Oswald as they both go to the floor. And possession arrow favors Axel with 1:31 to go in the third. So Axel has made some progress. They were down by 23 at the half. They're down by 17 now, but need to really ramp things up, maybe make a three or two, which is something they have not really done tonight, just three threes on more than 10 attempts. Detweiler, high post catch to Schmelsley for the near side elbow. He'll give it up to the other elbow for Detweiler. Cutting cross is Broxham in the middle of the paint. No good from 8 feet. Rebound secured by Davies of Lebo. He'll bring it up with 70 seconds to go in the third across half court. Give it up to Shoemaker, defended by Detweiler, trying to reach in, couldn't get the ball. Good protection for Shoemaker. Far side corner, Bailey with it. Ball over his head, puts on the floor once, hands it off. Shoemaker drives baseline, wraparound pass to the near side of wing, Davies. One dribble, back to Shoemaker, drives baseline, gets bumped by Detweiler, kicks it to the far side corner, tough catch for Bailey, gives it up. Far side elbow to Oswald. Kick around the corner near side. And Schumacher wants middle, drive. Tough shot, no good, gets his own miss. Second try, that one rims around, no good. Rebound, Grady Bussing. Looking to push his Detweiler. Near side, Schmelsley. Baseball pass, far side of wing to Brockstrom, and he dropped it out of bounds. It's 29.6 seconds left. Another turnover from the Eagles. Axel been trying to play catch-up here in the third quarter. Hasn't gone according to plan. Here's the inbound to Shoemaker. Axel has done a really good job of not allowing any easy baskets here in the third quarter. But Lebo has done a fantastic job of playing keep away and extending these drives, milking a lot of clock. But there's still 13 seconds left in the third quarter. Bailey with the catch on the handoff, shot up off the glass, and one. And Austin Bailey now has 7 points, his first basket since a fantastic first quarter with 10.2 seconds left. Chance to make it a 20-point game once again. He can make this free throw. And if you didn't know any better, you would think this is a 5-point game in the fourth quarter with how the crowds on both sides have been reacting. Free throw is good. 7 seconds up the near side for Schmelsley. He has five, goes middle, kicks out Detweiler with three. Fumbles it, picks it up with two, pulls up at the buzzer, short, no good. And it'll be 50-30 going to the final quarter. Only 8 points for Lebo, but only 11 for Axel. We'll step aside for 60 seconds. State semifinal action here at 92.1 KMZA.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KMZA.
8 minutes to go. Lebo dominating this one. 50-30 is our score. Shooting 56% from the floor are the Lebo Wolves here tonight. They were shooting 70% at the half. And as for Axel, they shot 31% in the quarter. Lebo shot just 27% as it was 11-8. Axel advantage in the third quarter. Now we have an offensive foul. I believe that's going to go against Shoemaker, and that'll be his fourth. So Axel really has to ramp things up from beyond the arc. They're just 3 of 14, which is 21.4%. As for Lebo, they're 6 for 10 from beyond the arc. Broxman to the far side wing. Shaughnessy thought about the tray, said he holds on to it. Near side wing catch, Broxman. He had it poked away by Grimmett, but they'll get him for the reach-in. And that's going to be Landon Grimmett's first personal foul, and he thought number 6. So free throws for the final, 7:39 for Axel. As for the Eagles, they've committed just 3 team fouls. Broxman, entry pass to Schmelzley, far side block, turnaround jumper in the lane, falls off the left side, no good, rebound Schmidt, his footback's no good, he gets it again. Underhand pass is wide of Schmelzley, threw that too fast, as they were only about 2 feet from each other. He throws it away, it's a turnover. It's turnover number 8 of the ball game from Axel. They've been protecting the ball, it's just they haven't been able to keep up with Lebo's fantastic offense as their shots have not been able to fall. Eli Broxman is just 1 of 10 shooting tonight. And off near side corner. Top of the key catch for Schumacher. Well, he dropped it, but he picked it up. He's defended by Schmidt. From the Cougar logo, past the far side wing. Grimmett gives it up. Oswald, cross-court pass near side. Davies, defended by Shaughnessy. 1 minute gone, fourth quarter. The top of the key, spinning far side. It's poked out, but gets out to Davies. Bailey with it. Cushion from Brockstrom. He'll kick it back out. Davies stops at the near side elbow. Now reverses course back out to the perimeter. Hand it off to Shoemaker. Wolves continue to just kill clock here. Good defense by Schmitz, and he'll get him with a blocking foul as he tried to get up in him and take the charge, and the official doesn't bite. Third personal foul against Landon Schmitz. It was a fantastic attempt as the freshman has really been terrific all night defensively. Here's the inbound in the backcourt. Well, I guess in the second half, as now we have a reach-in foul against Colin Shaughnessy. So Schmitz has been tasked to do almost the impossible. That's defend Landon Grimmett. I mean, he did pretty much everything he could in the first half, is getting his hand up in his face. He was staying low, moving his feet, but Grimmett's offensive prowess just too much for the freshman. Not taking anything away from how Landon Schmitz has been able to play defense here tonight. As Bailey walks, as he picks up his pivot foot. Landon Schmitz is going to be very good in this Axel uniform for the next 3 years. No doubt in my mind about that. Same with Colin Shaughnessy. I mean, this is an Axel team that, of course, will lose Isaac Detweiler, but they get everybody else back in their rotation. And now we have Isaac Detweiler with a nice drive and a layup and in and one. And Detweiler with his first basket, the second half, he now has 8. So, I mean, look at Grady Bushing back. He'll be a senior next year. Broxman will be a junior. Shaughnessy will be a sophomore. Felsley will be a junior. And Grant Bushing will also be a senior as well. So this is a team that very much could be back here again in 2024. Free throw is good. First points of this fourth quarter, it's 50-33 with 6:09 to go. Grimmin across half court. Nice poke out by Schmelzley, stolen away by Shaughnessy. 3-on-1, Schmelzley on the reach in, foul and one. Schmelzley now has 11 points. He is the first Eagle with double-digit scoring, as that foul was called against Reisner, his third team foul, number 8. Free throw on the way is good. Smallest the deficit has been since the second quarter. Now a steal for Detweiler. On the near side wing, spins the inside. Layup is no good. And rebound, Reisner with it, ripping it away from Branch Schmelzley. Now a timeout called by Coach Becker of Lebo. I think it's the first, maybe second timeout he's used all game. And that'll be a full timeout. We'll set aside for 60 seconds. State semifinal action, 50-36 in favor of Lebo here at 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
6-0 run for Axel to start the fourth quarter. They still trail by 14. It's 50-36 with 5:33 to play. As Grimmett has it across half court. Coach Becker calling a timeout. Trying to talk things over with the team, telling him to calm down. Shoemaker from the near side wing. It was 50-30 going into this final quarter. It's now 50-36. Shoemaker dribbles the far side, defended by Schmidt. Falling away, nice bounce pass. And Oswald is fouled and one. Just too strong down low. He was hit pretty hard by Detweiler. He was trying to really prevent him from getting a shot off, but couldn't even do that. Him and Bailey, just two stout kids with a lot of power. You know, it's 12 on the game. Free throw up and good. Big answer out of the break from Lebo. Gets the lead back up to 17. Shaughnessy trying to quickly respond. He cannot with a three. Tipped up. Offensive rebound. Schmidt's putback is good. And Schmidt now has 4. 5 minutes to go. Driven across half court. Lobs it up ahead to Shoemaker. Far side wing. Cross court near side. Davies in the corner for Reisner. And up in him from Broxman. Kicks it out. Heinen saying to get up in him. Throwing some on-ball pressure. Down by 15. A little bit of a reach in from Schmidt's no call. Trying to get the ball away from Grimmett's hands. And he does so. Here's Reisner with it near half court. Hand off back to Grimmett. 4.5 now to play. Grimmett with a low by. In the paint. Layup easy up and in for Landon Grimmett. After a 19-point first half, not really cooled off. He hasn't had as many opportunities, but he's always been able to capitalize. He's a three by Broxman, that's no good. He has 23 points on the ball game with 4:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Far side corner with it is Zachary Oswald. He had it stripped. Takeaway by Schmelzley. Outlet of that Detweiler. 2-1 fast break. Nice handoff. Schmidt lays it up and in. A quick 4 points for Landon Schmidt, and the deficit back down to 15, but still just only 3:55 to go. Axel trying to avoid playing in the third place game. They get a long ways to go. Got to start making some threes, which they have not been able to do all night long. They are just 3 of 15 from beyond the arc. 3:55 to go in the fourth quarter. we'll have the game no matter what happens here, whether it be at 2 o'clock tomorrow in the third place game or 6:15 in the championship game. On the girls' side, Lebo and Hanover colliding in the championship tomorrow. Two undefeated teams meeting up for that one. Greeley County awaits the winner of this one in front of us. Greeley trying to go back-to-back. They are 24-1 on the season. 23 points for Landon Grimmett of Lebo. And they'll have the ball out of the break with 3:55 to go. Full court man-to-man pressure. Shoemaker, pass far side to Davies, defended by Schmelsley, and he jumps in to the landing area of Davies and picks up the personal foul. Schmelsley picking up his first personal, team foul number 7. So free throws are coming up. 4 fouls against Isaac Detweiler, the only player on the court with 4 personal fouls. Front end of the 1-on-1 is no good. Nice rebound. As Schmelsley's pushing the back, and Reisner commits his 4th personal foul. 3:47 to go. Really trying to trim that deficit. The smallest deficit they've had was 14 since the second quarter when they were outscored 23-7 as Reisner will come to the bench with, as mentioned, 4 personal fouls. Front end of the 1-on-1 coming up for Schmelsley after the 9th team foul, and that one is no good. Rebound by Davies. Missed opportunity from the Eagles and a foul against Axtell. Schmelsley picks up his 2nd. Axtell has had their fair opportunities and some good looks from beyond the arc, from the free throw line, from underneath the basket, have not been able to convert. Front end of the 1-on-1 is good for Landon Grimmett. That was his first free throw attempt of the game, and he makes a 2nd as well. 57-40, nice pass underneath to Schmidt to lay it up and in. How about 6 points in the quarter for the freshman? He has 8 on the game. And the deficit back to 15. Drive and kick, Shoemaker, not called for the offensive foul as Detweiler took it on the pass up ahead into the corner. As crossover dribble from Shoemaker gets past Detweiler, floater, short, rebound Detweiler. He's going to try to push. 2-on-2, Detweiler, underhand pass, Broxman kicks it back. Shaughnessy from the near side wing, thought about the 3, and they'll give it up. Axtell not happy with, not quite sure what, maybe a foul. Pass underneath, Detweiler spins to the middle, layup, good with his left hand, nicely done. And now they get their shortest deficit since the second quarter. It's 13 with 2:59 to go. And 11 points for Isaac Detweiler as we have a foul before the inbound, and that will go against Schmelsley again, so that will be his 3rd. And that is team foul number 9, so still 1-on-1 free throws coming up for Lebo. It'll be Grimmett after going 2-of-2 the last trip. 36 points from him last night, and with that free throw right there, he now has 26. 3 3-pointers in the second quarter. He had a pair in the first quarter. That one is good as well. He is 8-for-12 shooting on the day. And a drive from Detweiler, and he saw on the floor, and he'll get 2 free throws as that is team foul number 10 on Lebo. 2:56 to go. That one was against Davies. That is his 2nd. Isaac Detweiler, a 75% free throw shooter. The first one is good. I beg your pardon. That was actually number 10. I think I might have said that, but either way, first one is good from Isaac. Let's it go. That one is good. 13-point deficit once again, and Bailey is fouled. A little bit of a late call by the official, but Brockstrom gets credited with his 2nd personal, and that'll be double bonus. We're just going to go back and forth here with these fouls with 2:52 to go. After a 25-minute first half, the second half has slowed down just a little bit. It's been pretty fast for the most part, but this fourth quarter going by a little bit slower with Axel trying to play catch-up here with the first free throw going in for Austin Bailey. 9 points for the 5'10 senior. One of four seniors on this Wolves squad. Second one's up and too strong. Rebound hauled down by Isaac Detweiler. He'll push it up. All the way to the elbow, kick far side corner. Broxman with a contested three off the top and the side of the backboard. Rebound, nice full court pass up ahead, but too strong as he tried to give it up to Shoemaker. I don't know what Lebo's upset about. He was clearly on the line. I have no idea what they're mad about. Drive for Detweiler, kick to the far side corner. Schmidt drives baseline, gets bumped, nothing called. Kick it out, Detweiler with a step back three. No good, too strong. Rebound, Bailey. 2.5 to go, 60-46. Lebo leads, and now a foul called against Brockstrom as he fouls Grimmett again. That'll be Brockstrom's third. State semifinal action here from Great Bend. Axel, they're unable to come from behind here. We're playing at 2 o'clock in the third place game against South Central, who fell 61-44 to Greeley County as the first free throw. It is good. Second one on the way. That one is good. Bigger part of the first one was no good. Sorry about that. As Grimmett has made 5 of 6 free throws here in the fourth quarter. 61-46. Drive Detweiler in the lane. They carried it. A dribble that got away. Tried to compensate. And 3:22 left to go in the game. And it'll be Grady Bussing checking back in as Axel's season is on life support at the moment. Axel, for those who's joining us, as we have a steal from Schmidt to lay it up and miss it. Wide open layup, no good. Rebound Shoemaker. For those just joining us, Axel was outscored 23-7 in the second quarter. Now a foul called against Axel. On a reach in against Landon Grimmett once again is it'll be Schmelsley's fourth personal foul. He had no fouls going into this final stretch here. First free throw is good. Another one through there for the senior from Lebo. Detweiler checking back in. He has four personal fouls himself. 13 points on the game for Isaac Detweiler. Now a substitution will bring in Conradi into the game for Shoemaker. Two 2:10 to go. Second one on the way. It's good. 7 free throw makes in the quarter. Out of 8 attempts, Detweiler drives right side. And a whistle, offensive foul, and Isaac Detweiler's day is done. Valiant effort tonight from the senior. He'll go to the bench and watch the rest of the game as he fouls out with 2:05 to go. Didn't look like a whole lot of contact on that charge either. But he did kind of extend his arms after the little bit of contact on the body. As the clock stops at 2:05 to go, the officials are wiping off some sweat after that charge was taken. I believe that was Bailey that took it for the Wolves. Axel will bring on the pressure. It's Grimmett. And Shoemaker to inbound it. It'll be Grimmett making the catch. He's double-teamed, and the pass deflected, and they'll call a foul. And another opportunity for free throws for Landon Grimmett. He has 30 on the night. And includes another 9-point quarter. He had 10 in the first. Second quarter, he had 9. He has 9 more in the fourth. He only had 2 in the third. And checking into the ball game for Axel for the first time tonight will be Evan Bussing. His Brandon Schmelzley's day is done as he picks up his fifth personal foul. That first free throw is good. Tough one tonight for the Eagles as they're going to fall short and be in the third place game tomorrow as the second free throw is no good as it's a rebound pulled in by Grady Bussing. Schmidt springs it up. The Broxterman, Shaughnessy, taking the three, gives up to Evan Bussing. Now right back to Shaughnessy. Far side, drives middle, whistle, foul on the floor. He'll get two free throws with 1:48 to go. How about Lebo's performance tonight? The sixth seed in the tournament, they're going to advance to the final against Greeley County. But we'll have coverage between Axel and South Central tomorrow night. I guess afternoon, actually. 2 o'clock is the first free throw is good from the freshman. Shaughnessy with his first free throw make of the night. He has 7, a couple of threes. Second one's on its way, and that one is good as well. 64-48 Lebo, 1:48 to go. State semifinal round here from Great Bend, Kansas. They're going to continue to foul, swiping down by 16 as Broxterman picks up his fourth personal foul. It'll be Davies this time shooting free throws. Lebo won't bother anybody to rebound here. The first free throw is good, and Davies with his first point of the night. Axel got off to a good start. Well, that free throw is good as well, but then Lebo caught fire in the second quarter, and Axel's defense was unable to keep up. Broxman far side, lob to Evan Bussing, far side corner, kicks it out, three ball from Broxman, a short, long rebound, Davies up ahead to Grimmett, and he'll lay it up, and he's fouled. Foul on the arm from Colin Shaughnessy, his third personal foul. Talk about some of the other final scores from area teams. How about Riverside winning in overtime tonight, defeating St. Mary's Colgan 45-42, an unbelievable performance from Craig Burns' team as that first free throw is good. Silver Lake falling tonight 54-51 in Hutchinson against Goodland. In Frankfort, they had a good lead for most of the game as the second free throw is good from Grimmett, sticking his tongue out after the make, 68-48. But Frankfort had a lead for most of the game, and now it's against the Wolves. But ultimately, Frankfort falling 42-38, so it'll be Quinter taking on Donovan West. As Donovan West won in the early game today. As Donovan West was able to win 52-38 against Norwich, the number one seed in the tournament. Marysville also able to advance. The first free throw is good from Jordan Broxterman. Eli Broxterman, beg your pardon. As they defeated Galena 45-42, so NEK defeating the SEK in a couple games this afternoon. And those are the results that we had. So, got a slew of games for you coming up tomorrow. Silver Lake girls in third place game at 12. U.S. girls in the championship at 4. Riverside girls in the championship at 6:15. All those are the games to be on KNZA and right here on KMZA. Frankfort girls will play at noon in their third place game, and Axel will play at 2 in their third place game. 68-50, Axel trailing. 1:23 to go. 1A-D2 state semifinals. Substitutions for Axel. Dalton Heinen checking in here. Grant Bussing checking in as well. Also, Lucas Talbot is in for the Eagles. Now another foul. Also in the game is Gavin Shaughnessy. free throws coming up here for, more free throws coming up for Lebo with Scott Smith, a 5'8 senior with 120 to go. First free throw is too strong from Scott Smith, and another substitution for Axtell, and it'll be Lazebussing coming in, 6'1 sophomore. So once again, it'll be South Central versus Axtell tomorrow, third place game, 2 o'clock right here on KMZA. As Smith misses them both. Talbot brings it up, gives it up to Gavin Shaughnessy. Grant Bussing with it near side wing. Back up to Talbot. Double dribbles into the corner. Top of the key catch for Dalton Heinen. Back the far side, deflected, but into the hands of Grant Bussing with 1 minute to go. Heinen gets it back. Talbot stops, kicks it out. Drive left side, floater off the backboard is good for Gavin Shaughnessy, the 6 foot sophomore for Axtell, with 45 seconds to go. Incredible performance from the Wolves tonight. After Axtell had a couple of little runs, the lead got down to as small as 13, which seems like a lot, but it got up to as much as 23. But then Lebo able to make some free throws, make some big-time shots, and they are going to the state championship. They continue to play keep away with it with Samuel Hazencleaver in the game. Far side pass to Grayson Shoemaker. Braden Hopkins, number 14, set for 21. And that is going to be your final. 68-52 is your final. And Axel playing in the third place game tomorrow. Let's step aside for a break. Come back to wrap it up here at 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. As your area Case IH dealer, we take pride in servicing all our customers. So whether you're looking for a Case IH Axial Flow Combine that leads the industry in productivity, or the Case IH Magnum Tractor built to fit the way you farm, for the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there's only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
People you can count on. Bruna Implement Company.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings, or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company. Manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals, whether that is buying a house, car,
car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmer State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmer State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmer State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Axtell Falls here in the state semifinal round as their title run comes to a close. 68-52, the final, as the Axtell Eagles lose to the Lebo Wolves. Let's take a look at your individual stats from tonight's contest. First for the Eagles, 13 points for Isaac Detweiler. He was 5 for 10 shooting, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. He also had 9 rebounds as well as 4 assists. 12 points for Brandon Schmelsley. He was 5 of 11 shooting, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. And 8 points apiece for Colin Shaughnessy and Landon Schmitz. Schmitz was 4 of 9 from the floor with 4 rebounds. And Shaughnessy was 2 of 5 from beyond the arc with a pair of free throw makes as well. 5 points for Eli Brockstrom, and he had a really rough night. 4 points for Grady Bussing as well. He was 2 for 2 shooting. And 2 points for Gavin Shaughnessy. And Evan Bussing came into the game as well, and towards the end of the game, pretty much everybody came in. Blaze Bussing came in, Dalton Heinen, Lucas Talbot, and Grant Bussing all having minutes here tonight. And for Lebo, 32 points for Landon Grimmett, your player to bank on, brought to you by Farmer State Bank. He was unbelievable. 9 for 13 shooting, 5 of 7 from beyond the arc, and 9 of 11 from the free throw line in his 31 minutes of action. He had 19 points at the end of the first half, and almost all of his points came from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. He was just unbelievable after a 36-point performance yesterday. 13 points for Zachary Oswald inside as well. He was 4 of 7 shooting, 5 of 6 from the free throw line with 7 rebounds. Also 9 points for Austin Bailey, 8 points for Grayson Shoemaker, 3 points for Dom Reisner, 2 points for Luke Davies, and a free throw for Samuel Hazenclaver at the end of the game. And to those just joining us, how it all unfolded, Axtell came off and off to a good start. They were up by 4 and early in Axtell outscored 23-7 in the second quarter. And from there, Lebo was able to take off and hold on to their lead and win the game. And Axtell will play in the third place game coming up tomorrow against South Central. We'll have that right here on KMCA. That's going to do it here from Great Bend for tonight. And your final score is 68-52. And until then, have a great rest of your evening. That'll be 2 o'clock tomorrow. Big thanks to Kurt back in the studio. This is Jared Sluppy signing off here on 92.1 KMCA.